Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Cracking down on gangs will be a priority for the new director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Vic Reynolds will be sworn in next week. In an interview with WSB, Reynolds said he will focus on apprehending some of Georgia's 70,000 gang members.
So what I hope to see happen is a GBI internally, us develop a gang task force that has the ability to go to areas that need help.
Governor Brian Kemp has asked for $500,000 to create that task force. Reynolds will be sworn in as GBI director next week. The Georgia State Senate passed a bill today. It adds additional reasons to stop for a school bus. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Last year, Georgia passed a law that allowed you to pass a stopped school bus under certain conditions. It said you could keep going if you were driving on the opposite side of a road divided by a concrete median, grass, or a turn lane. A new law gets rid of that last option because lawmakers say a turn lane is not a physical barrier protecting school children from oncoming traffic. It now moves to the House. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Here in Atlanta, a woman will soon break ground in military aviation. As GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
First Lieutenant Andrea Lewis will soon be the first black woman to ever deploy as a pilot with the Georgia Air National Guard. Lewis flies with the military's JSTARS Aerial Reconnaissance Program out of Robins Air Force Base in Warner Robins. In her day job, she's a Delta flight attendant, just like her mother. But Lewis says it was her dad who inspired her to fly.
My dad had actually passed away at the end of 2010, and he was a pilot, and so I started flying to feel closer to him.
The Air Force will only say Lewis is deploying to Southwest Asia, a region the JSTARS have been flying over more or less nonstop since 9/11. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Congressman Rob Woodall says he won't seek re-election in 2020. The Republican, who represents parts of Forsyth and Gwinnett counties, was re-elected to a third term last fall by fewer than 450 votes. Woodall said in a statement today he wanted to announce his exit as early as possible. A spokesman for his Democratic challenger, Carolyn Bordeaux, said she does plan to run for Woodall's open seat in 2020. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.